I agree.
I wouldn't know a hard day's work if it slapped me across the face. Now, I did. Back in the day, as you know, back before I became a celebrity. Get me out of here.
When were you a celebrity?
No, well, I am now.
What day was that?
Before I was a celebrity, get me out of here. I was a waiter, as you know, and I used to work. So people, you know, that's why it annoys me when people, when I'm having arguments with the liquors on the show, and they say that
I was born. You can't be calling people that.
Oh, you can, you absolutely can. And they say I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I wasn't even born with a spoon in my mouth.
Nothing. Of any type?
Nothing.
No spoon at all?
No spoon at all. No spoon at all. But I worked hard. God, sorry, good afternoon. I was just having a bit of a rant there about my 16-hour shifts that I did now.
You did?
Well, I don't do them anymore.
Who works 16 hours?
Well, we used to have to work 16 hours when I was a commie chef.
A commie chef?
A commie chef.
All you did was carry a tray from there to there. That's all you did.
I was a fully qualified chef. Commie chef.
And you've paperwork to show that, have you?
Communist chef.
A communist chef. That'd be more like it, yeah.
Yes, I was.
You've paperwork to show that you were a commie chef.
I'll bring in the paperwork, no problem.
Have you got a hat?
Well, not anymore. I got rid of it. I was a chef. It's like, why are you playing silly buggers? You know I was a
chef. You used to boil water and fry eggs.
No, I was a dessert chef as well. I was a pastry chef. What's the hardest pastry to make?
I have no idea.
Yeah, what would you say?
Sous pastry.
What?
Sous pastry.
No, shoe is the word.
Oh, yeah,
C-H-O-U-X.
That one.
No, shoe pastry is actually quite easy to make. The hardest pastry to make.
Yeah.
This is the most boring conversation ever, by the way. Is actually, come on, what do you think it is? Puff pastry.
Oh, puffs?
Oh, it's... Sorry?
Puff.
Puff pastry, yeah.
It's hard, yeah.
Can you use the word puff for pastry anymore? Probably can't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, LGBT pastry. Is that what we call it? LGBTQI pastry. It's very hard to make.
Is it?
You have to roll it, put it in the freezer.
You're right, actually. You're right from what you said.
I'm just saying to anybody who wants to make vol-au-vents over the Christmas period.
I love me vol-au-vents.
That's not my... It's no business of mine if you're having your periods over Christmas.
What?
Be very unfortunate.
Where did that come from?
Very unfortunate time to get your periods.
What are you talking about?
A woman getting her periods over the Christmas period. That's why it's called the Christmas period.
How do we go from talking about vol-au-vents?
No, vol-au-vents.
Yeah, vol-au-vents to...
Do you like a vol-au-vent?
Oh, I love them,
But I like the full-size ones.
Yeah,
not,
I like
not
the
your little...
Teeny-weeny ones. No.
No, I like... They're canapes, the smaller ones.
No, I like a proper vol-au-vent.
I like a lovely big vol-au-vent, but loads of...
Mushroom sauce.
And chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. Give me a horn.
What?
Oh, sorry? What was I saying anyway? Yeah, a woman, it must be a very bad time of year to get your periods.
Where did that even come from? How did you jump from vol-au-vents to that?
That's why this show is so popular.
It's becoming increasingly unpopular.
That's because of you, so you wouldn't apologise.
For what?
We're not going down that road. No, but imagine you can't party properly if you're on your...
I don't really want to talk about this.
But I'm just saying, you can't do anything.
There is something really weird about two men sitting talking, moving from vol-au-vents to what you've moved to.
Vol-au-vents.
Vol-au-vents, yeah.
Oh, the fingers is coming out in you
what?
Now. Look, the fingers is coming out in you now.
What are you saying?
Vol-au-vents.
That's what they are, the vol-au-vents, yeah. Angela says, I love volleys, especially at weddings.
Yeah, well, Angela, in fairness, you went... Bit too much of the vol-au-vents. That was your problem. She had a bit too much of the vol-au-vents.
You can't say that to listeners either.
Yeah, you can. Yep. It was only one per person, Angela. Not one tray per person.
But I do love vol-au-vents at a wedding. I like when you sit down at the wedding.
Now, my wife last Christmas.
Yep.
My wife last Christmas, yeah, for the period.
Yep.
She made turkey curry vol-au-vents.
Now, interesting.
Now, you're squinting your eyes and you're moving your mouth like there's something wrong with you, like you're about to have a stroke.
I'm giving you the word interesting.
Work with me here. So the next day, Boxing Day, she cut up the turkey.
Sorry.
Okay, she diced the turkey
After. When?
So we had our turkey, crown turkey. I was a crown.
You don't get the whole thing?
No. Nah.
What's wrong with the full bird?
It's for scum. So she diced the turkey on Boxing Day.
So, whoa.
Okay, chopped.
Do not refer to it as that.
It doesn't matter. She diced up the turkey on Boxing
Day.
No,
we don't call it Boxing Day here. If you want to call it Boxing Day, drive up to the northeast there.
To Drogheda?
Up further. Keep going. They'll call it Boxing Day with you.
The dock?
What? No, even further. Keep going.
Bellew's Town.
No. Up. And you'll meet a few people up there that'll happily call it Boxing Day.
Carlingford?
We don't do it down here.
No, I've been in Carlingford. Anyway, She chopped up the turkey on Boxing Day, put it a bit of curry sauce.
I'm now going to cut your mic off if you call it that again.
That's ridiculous. So opinions don't matter, did it not?
But that doesn't matter.
And made some lovely turkey curry vol-au-vents.
And when did this happen?
Last year.
The day after Christmas Day.
The day after Christmas Day.
Stephen's Day.
Last year? Now, the little trick at the end of it is a bit of egg on top of the vol-au-vent.
Egg?
If you have eggs left over on Boxing Day, put the egg on.
We don't call it Boxing Day.
I call it. I've called it what I want.
I hope your kids don't call it Boxing Day, do they?
Oh, they do. They do. Get
bullied to...
Yeah, last week they were talking about Thanksgiving. The Thanksgiving dinner.
Something wrong with you, is there?
Oh, there's a lot wrong with me. Yeah.
Anyway.
The psychiatrist told me that. Don't need you to tell me that.
Anyway, somebody up north says we call it St. Stephen's Day up here.
No, not all of you do.
Not all of you do, yeah, Kathleen. I'm assuming you're talking about up north. No, not all of you do.
Kathleen doesn't live up north, so what are you talking
where
about?
Where does Kathleen live?
I don't know. Oh, God, sorry, excuse me. I don't know where she lives. She doesn't live up north.
How do you know she doesn't?
She just doesn't.
Jeremy the West Brit. Yeah, Jeremy the West Brit.
Who's calling me about?
Do you watch the King's Speech on Christmas Day?
Well, this will be his first year.
No, it won't.
No, I'll be watching Gavin and Stacey on Christmas Day.
But when the King is on, are you going to be watching them?
No.
Why?
I just wouldn't.
Boxing Day, though.
Boxing Day. The football is called Boxing Day football.
Yeah, but it's in England.
Can you turn on Sky Sports?
You're watching English football.
Boxing Day.
We don't call it that. Anyway.
I call it what I want. Opinions matter. Free speech.
Now, your opinion doesn't matter if you're referring to the day after Christmas.
Chicken curry vol-au-vents.
It sounds nice,
they,
yeah.
They are quite nice.
Will you save me one this year?
I'll post the recipe on our Facebook page. Thank you very much. Now, here, if you want him.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'm good. I'm just very distracted by you calling the day after Christmas Day Boxing Day.
Well, that's what I call it. I'm allowed to call it free
speech.
You're
not allowed to call it that.
It's funny, all the people giving out yards.
Yeah.
In the comment section. You're all allowed.
We call it meters nowadays.
What?
Giving out meters, not yards.
Oh, meters, okay. Yeah. All the people giving out meters in the liquor section. Sorry, I mean the comment section.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the liquor section. You're the same people who are out marching with Malachy Steenson for free speech. Make your mind up! If you're out with Malachy for free speech, don't be trying to cut back my free speech. I'll call it Boxing Day if I want.
No, you won't, because I'll just cut you off. Okay? That's what's going to happen.
I'm going to ring Malachy.
Boxing Day to Malachy.
Malachy's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, he won't be if you call it Boxing Day.
He's a good friend of mine.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
You can't march for free speech on a Monday and then on a Tuesday say, shut up, I don't like what you're saying. Make your mind up. Boxing Day.
Nope. Said nobody ever.
On our Facebook page on Boxing Day, I'm going to put a post saying happy Boxing Day to everybody. I really am. You watch me. And all the people saying, no, we call it Stephen's Day. When was the last time you were in a fucking church, you heathen?
What's that got to do with
you heathen scumbags?
We still call it St. Stephen's Day.
No, you know, you only get the right to call it Stephen's Day if you're actually a churchgoer. And none of you fuckers in the comments are churchgoers.
Mind the language.
No, I'm angry now. Trying to curb my free speech. I'll say what I want.
Jeremy, you have to be taking the piss calling it Boxing Day. Choose a country. You're English, now American on other days.
That's what this topic's about today. This leads it nicely. Is. See the way I got them all wound up before this topic?
But the topic isn't about calling the day Boxing Day.
Great podcast. That'd be a great podcast. Should it be Boxing Day or Stephen's Day?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Free speech.
What?
Free speech. You were, in fairness, you were all against Helen McEntee.
Helen McEntee trying to cut her free speech. Helen McEntee.
Thank you, Helen, for allowing me to call it Boxing Day.
She didn't.
She's a lovely girl.
Sorry, even Helen wouldn't allow that.
Sorry, I know Helen. Helen's very nice.
You know Helen.
I've met her several times.
Have you?
In social circles.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
You wouldn't be allowed in the door. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. That's your kids.
Oh, that's my kids. Sorry. Yeah. Let's go.
Thank you.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
Yeah. You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are IrishTaxRebates.ie. Now, IrishTaxRebates.ie is the company to go to if you think you might be due a tax rebate. Now, if you paid any tax in the last 4 years, there's quite a chance that revenue might actually owe you some money. Now, IrishTaxRebates.ie are the ones that will do the donkey work for you. They will do all of the work. You just have to fill out a simple application form and they'll do everything else. And on average, the average person is due a rebate of €1,092. That's nearly 1,100 quid, which is better in your pocket than in revenue's pocket. And as I often say to you, a number of our listeners have successfully managed to get their tax rebate.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. I've just claimed my tax back and my husband's back this week. So I wouldn't have even known about it if I haven't been listening to your show, so thanks for that. So let's hope we might get something we surprised for Christmas. I will let you know if we do or not. Cheers, guys. Thanks for that.
If you would like to find out about getting a tax rebate, visit IrishTaxRebates.ie. They are the tax agent that you can trust with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. IrishTaxRebates.ie. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Love you, lads, and the stuff you do, is what this message started off with, which is always very nice. Can you talk about this, though? About Irish racists and how I get treated by them online and in person. I was born in Iraq, and my parents left there when I was 8 and came to Ireland in 2001 to get away from Saddam Hussein. I'm here over 20 years, yet because I don't have white skin and my name is Adil, people tell me that I'm not Irish and I never will be Irish. I represented Ireland in sport when I was younger. I played GAA and I'm more Irish than most of your listeners. But still, racists tell me online that just because I have an Irish passport and citizenship that I'm not Irish and will never be Irish because I wasn't born here and I am Middle Eastern. You should talk about these people. Why are they scared of me being Irish? What are they afraid of? They are Nazis, says Adil. Now, what's interesting about Adil is Jeremy.
Are we
actually
going to say that?
Yeah, no, yeah, okay. May as well. Jeremy actually knows Adil,
yes,
and encouraged him to send us a message.
Adil is actually a barber that I go to, not every time, but I go to him every couple of months, and I got to know him over the past couple of years, and he tells me great stories about living in Iraq and stuff like that. Now, he doesn't remember much because he's only a little kid. But if he was cutting your hair and you closed your eyes, he sounds exactly like, but he actually has a stronger Dublin accent than I have. He's a flat Dublin accent. He's from mm-hmm. South County Dublin. And he tells me all the stories about his family living under the Hussein regime, which was horrific. And his parents, as thousands did, left Iraq and came to Ireland to escape Saddam Hussein's terrible regime. He's as Irish. He is as Irish as I am. I've never looked at him. He calls himself Irish. He says he has an Irish passport. When he goes away on holidays,
he's travelling on an Irish passport. Yep.
Well, when he bleeds the same colour blood as you and I do. And just because his name is not Aidan or Paul or Connor, and because his skin isn't as pasty as myself and Adrian's is, people still can't get their thick skulls around the fact that this man is Irish. He is Irish. And that is, and if anybody has an argument, I want to hear an argument. If someone has an argument, if someone says he is not Irish, why is he not Irish? Because I consider him Irish. He's represented his country at sport. I'm not even going to say what it is. Did he say in the match?
No, he didn't say specifically what sport.
I told him not to for different reasons anyway. But he has represented his country. He is as Irish. He's more Irish, actually, than the Irish racist, the far-right racist, I believe. Because at least he...
Okay, the fact of the matter is, Adil was born in Iraq. Is that correct? He left Iraq when he was 8 years of age.
Yep.
Back in 2001, so... at 20, he's 30 odd now.
Yeah, about 2 years before they got rid of Saddam Hussein. I think Saddam was gone in 2003 or 4.
Something around that, yeah. But anyway, so the family came here in 2001 when he was just 8. And now he obviously contributes to society. He works. He works in the barbers. Is that correct? Does he own the barbers? He works in the barbers?
He works in barbers. He doesn't own the barbers, but he's always worked. He's been a barber since he came here. Sorry, okay. I was just...
He wasn't a barber when he was 8 now.
No, I was just sidetracked. Sorry, Amanda just told me about a message that came in from a fellow called Morris Martins, saying because none of his ancestors are Irish. Well, none of your ancestors, but the name Martins, that's not an Irish name.
No, it's a Dutch name, I would have thought.
Morris, you've been invited onto the show as well. See, here we go. If you're going to spout bollocks in the comment section, come on and actually debate and see if you can hold someone like Morris Martins. Come on and debate rather than just typing bollocks in the comment section that Amanda's shown me. So actually have the balls to back up your statement rather than one word statements like he's not Irish. Is that the limit of your intelligence? Can your intelligence not make a proper argument as to why he's not Irish? I'm telling you he's Irish. He sounds Irish. People are saying he doesn't, and that's what he gets a lot of the time when he comments online, because his photograph, if you saw his photograph, he does look Middle Eastern, because, that's where his parents are from.
It's where he's from as well. He was born in Iraq.
Yeah, but he's Irish now. He's here long enough that I consider him Irish.
Okay, this is the same sort of rubbish.
Do you have to look Irish to be Irish? Do you have to look...
This is the same sort of rubbish that Rashida Adeleke had to put up with when she was racing in the Olympics.
Do we all have to look like Hector O'Hookagon in order? I don't look Irish. When I'm away on holidays, people regularly come up to me and speak German because they think I'm German. I don't look Irish. Am I Irish? Yes, I am. What makes you Irish? And who gives the rest of you bullshitters the right to tell somebody if they're Irish or not Irish? That is my argument.
Okay, the argument from somebody like Sean is he's not Irish, though. It's not racism. It's just a fact.
So those facts don't care about your feelings. He is Irish, Sean. Come on and argue. Why is he not Irish? Again, don't even read out those comments of he's not Irish, because that's bollocks. Actually come up with a constructive argument as to why this fella isn't Irish. He's been living here since he was just out of nappies, yeah? Yeah, he's worked here all his life. He went to school here in South County Dublin. He has an Irish accent. His name isn't Irish, for sure. My kids don't have Irish names either. Well, one of yours does. My kids don't have Irish names. Does that mean that they're not Irish?
Our number is 085-825-2626. No, of course you don't.
Do you have to be called Hector O'Hookagon? By the way, Hector's not even an Irish name, so there you go. But do you have to be called Aidan O'Hookagon in order to be considered Irish now? And burn in the sun. Is that the way? Like, what constitutes
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let's kick off with Keith.
Well, there we go. Another one who's been living here a long time, who's fallen victim to the open border thing that's happening in Ireland. Like, our argument was never about people who was living here that long. It was about people who was taking advantage of the open border system that O'Gorman and crew all fucking let happen in the country. As for these Islamics coming over, it's only one agenda they're coming over for. They won't integrate with people. They want to literally throw up their mosques, call everybody around them racist, so they can fit in more comfortably in their own culture and eradicate our culture. I seriously think that people need to do the research over the likes of other European countries who fell victim to the same shit from the Islamics coming over and screaming, Islamophobe, and I'm afraid, and this and that. When it boils down, they know what they're at. They're not afraid. There's no Islamophobe. But they preach in their mosques to get out and get this word out there. basically it's to shame all the locals of where they're going into, so people are too afraid to open their mouth. They're playing their anxiety.
Jesus, I can't take any more.
You know, the Irish people can be begrudging.
But no, he's entitled to his opinion. Yeah, but although, in fairness, Keith, you're waffling away enough already. Enough, seriously.
Keith, this man, I know him, you don't know him. He doesn't have any agenda. And by the way, yes, he is Muslim, but he doesn't live like a Muslim. He goes out drinking at the weekend. In fact, he goes to Copperface Jack's and drinks, okay? He has sex outside marriage. He dates non-Muslim women. He came to this country so he could live a life like that, where he wasn't being scrutinized by an evil regime. He is quite welcomed here. And you mentioned Roger O'Gorman. Sorry, he didn't come. Roger O'Gorman wasn't even in power when he came to this country. He came to this country over 20 years ago. So the current government wasn't in power. And people like you, Keith, didn't even have an issue. There was no open borders then. So we didn't come in here under an open border policy. And what's an Islamic as well? The Islamics. What the hell does that mean? The man is as Irish as you are, Keith. And if you're a bit, if you've got small dick syndrome over this and you're a bit butthurt because you're that sensitive about your about yourself that you don't think he's Irish, that's your problem. That's not his problem. Get over it. He's Irish. He works here. He's lived here all his life. He has a girlfriend. By the way, his girlfriend's name is Aisling. You don't get much more Irish than that.
No, you don't. You don't.
And his kids are going to be Irish as well. Deal with it. Absolutely deal with it.
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
What's the story, boys?
Well, Trevor, what did you want to say on this? A deal is... Well, he's annoyed that 20-odd years, 24 years nearly, since he came to Ireland at the age of just 8, this young man still isn't accepted as Irish, because even though he lives here, he works here, he played guy, went to school here, sounds like a Dublin man, people still don't accept him as Irish. What did you want to say on this?
Oh, fair enough. Sorry, can I just go back a second? Did Jeremy say he knows this bloke?
He does. He's his barber.
No, really, how does he know him? Jeremy hasn't got fucking hair to get caught. What's that shortest conversation ever? Anyway, sorry, lads, to the topic.
Is that the conversation we're going to have?
No, yes. I just wanted to get a jab in at you, Jeremy. Yes. Take a chill pill, right?
You piss off.
Listen, he's not Irish.
He is Irish.
No. So, yeah. Jeremy, if you're telling me you can move to America now, tomorrow, in 15 years, you're American?
No, but my best friend lives in America. He's lived there for the last 23 years, and he considers himself American now. In fact, he calls it the garbage and the sidewalk. He has an American accent. He pays.
Now, do you notice the first word you said there?
What?
You said no.
To what?
No, my question. Your first word was no. No, my friend lives there.
He considers himself Irish.
No, that's
American.
Not what I asked you. Would you move to America in 15 years? Are you American?
If I want to feel, if I feel like I'm an American, well...
Let me
put a question. Is Robert De Niro American? When you look at that actor, Robert De Niro, is he American?
Haven't got a bloody clue where he's from.
Okay.
If he was born in America, yeah, American.
Okay, he was born in America. He's an Italian-American is what they call themselves. So,
Was he born in America?
Yes, he was. So you have to be born
in
the country.
Right, but then he's American, but he also has Italian heritage through his family,
If you want to be technical and pissy about it, Trevor, the only American people are Native Americans. The rest of them are just blow-ins. So anybody...
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. But you know what, Jeremy? Yeah, a man that you know is from Iraq.
Hang on for one second.
He is proud of it.
The fact of the matter is, he has lived here since he was 8. That was 24 years ago. So the guy is now 34. And you're saying that he'll never be Irish, even though
unfortunately, the downside is, lads, no, most Irish people wouldn't consider him Irish. You're not born here, you're not Irish. Like, I can't go to Iraq and say, hey, I'm Iraqi in 10 years.
No, I think he has said to me before that the only people that have to have a problem with that is on social media, and it's the likes of the same trolls that we get in the comment section who never, like, at least you have the balls to come on, who can't back up their points. The only time he gets told he's not Irish is on social media, never to his face. I don't think it's ever happened to his face. Why does it bother? Why does it bother you? Why does it bother you? Why does it bother your ass?
It doesn't bother me.
Why does it bother your
all
ass?
All I'm saying is...
Okay, lads, I can't hear both of you.
No, but what skin is it off your nose if he's Irish? How does it affect your little pathetic life?
It's not even a flake off me bottom of my foot, Jamie.
Well,
I don't give a shit. But at the end of the day, everybody considers the heritage. Where you're born is where you're from.
Okay,
this guy. Okay,
no,
this
can
guy.
I ask one more question before you go? Your man, who's always having songs at a Christmas night, Cliff Richard. What's his nationality? Where? What do you? If I mentioned Cliff Richard to you, what would you say?
What are you getting at?
No, yes,
who the fuck is Cliff Richard?
Do you know who Cliff Richard is? The singer.
Well, I don't follow him, Jamie. I'm not as old as you. Sorry.
You do know who Cliff Richard is. So
I know him, but I don't know where he's from.
But where would you consider Cliff Richard from, Adrian?
I haven't a clue.
Cliff Richard. We're all going on England. A summer holiday. England. Everybody says he's English. The man was actually born in India. You never hear anybody turned around and saying Cliff Richard is Indian. You know why people don't say that? Because he doesn't talk like this and he has a spot on his forehead and brown skin. That's how racist people are.
That was racist in itself, Jeremy.
No, it wasn't. It was calling out the racist. Cliff Richard.
Yeah, but you didn't have to do the voice and the spot on the head, for fuck's sake.
Well, I did to make the point. So,
Jeremy, the only point here is, unless you're born in a country, you're not from that country.
Okay, so then answer the question.
You can get citizenship,
okay,
but you're not born there.
Knowing what you know now, after me telling you that, is Cliff Richard, do you consider him an Indian person?
I would consider him wherever he's born. That's where
so he's Indian. Cliff Richard's
that's
Indian.
In my head, yeah.
No,
that's
so
it.
Just so we're outside. So Cliff,
I was born to kill him, so I'm Irish.
So Cliff Richard is Indian. Now, that's how stupid your argument is. Cliff Richard
well,
is Indian.
I don't know Cliff Richard. You know what I mean? I can't fucking talk about him. I'm talking about people and what we're talking about now.
Trevor, let's go back to Adil's point that 24 years after he moved to Ireland at the age of 8, he sounds Irish, he works, he contributes to society, he's got Irish citizenship, blah, blah, blah.
And fair play to him and all those points, Adrian,
okay,
but
still
he was born in Iraq.
People won't view him as Irish, and that's really bugging the shit out of him.
Who the fuck does he want to be?
He just does.
Why not be proud of where you're from?
But he knows
everything.
He was here since he was 8. He knows nothing more than life in Ireland.
Yeah, fair enough. But at the end of the day, he wasn't born here. So he hasn't got a link to the heritage that we have.
Stay there
I'm
for
not
a second.
Trying to be bad here. I'm just saying what people are thinking.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to...
That's the weakest argument I've ever... You didn't even have an argument to put up.
But his argument is he wasn't born on the island of Ireland, so therefore he's not Irish. That's it. That's his argument. Am I right, Trevor?
That's pretty much genealogy, isn't it? Where you can trace it all back.
So hang on. If I went on holidays this year... if I went on holidays next year to the Canaries with my wife, yeah? And she was pregnant, because she was pregnant on holidays a couple of years ago, nearly gave birth in the south of Spain. So if my wife gave birth in the Canaries this summer, because went into labor early, and then came home with the baby, would that baby be then a Spanish baby in your eyes? So the baby...
Where are the baby's parents from?
Oh, well, the baby's parents are me and my wife. And she
was Irish.
So listen, I'm going to say this slow for you. We went to the Canaries on holidays. My wife was pregnant with our baby. Keep following. She went into labor early,
yes,
and gave birth in a Spanish hospital in Malaga. And then we went home back to Ireland after our extended holiday. What nationality is my son or daughter?
Dual nationality, and then he'd be Irish as well because he has Irish parents.
Oh, okay, but
your mate doesn't have that at all.
No, but my baby was born in Spain. Born in Spain.
So dual citizenship and his Irish heritage. Your man has Iraqi heritage.
That's bullshit.
Okay, the fact of the matter is,
Jeremy, it's pretty much if you go to any genetic whatever the fuck the genealogist or whatever they're called, they're gonna trace his roots back to Iraq. Most of my roots are traced right here in Ireland.
The fact of the matter is, as long as he wasn't born on the island of Ireland, he is not Irish. That's it.
Amen.
No, this is just Trevor moving the goalposts to suit his weak argument.
You said he doesn't have an
argument. No, my argument hasn't changed at all in this whole phone call.
You said he doesn't have an argument. He does, and it's that simple.
Well, if we were to check your DNA, we wouldn't know where you'd... You'd probably the swamp is where your DNA would have originated from.
See, now we're getting to the lowest form of IQ of insulting people. Well done, Jeremy.
Yeah, thanks.
Let me go to Jonathan. You're on Opinions Matter. Jonathan, how are you?
Good afternoon, Adrian and Bobblehead. How are we getting on today?
Good, not a bother. Thanks, Jonathan. I can only imagine what your opinion is on this. Our friend here, Adil, wants to be considered Irish. Tell him that he's not Irish and he never will be.
We all want things. That's all you get what you want, you know. Look, Saddam Hussein's not in charge anymore. That's where the parents left. So why they're not the fair anymore. Why don't you just all go home?
Oh, so you're telling me he wasn't born in the country.
Well, he's saying the reason that his parents left is because Saddam was in charge. Saddam's not in charge anymore.
No, I'm aware of that, but this young fella's lived here since
and
he was 8.
He wasn't born in... That's fine. He wasn't born in this country. We give our passports and citizenships like lucky bags at this stage in this country. The whole world can come and claim to be us, but we can't claim to be anybody else. No, not at all. He's living in Ireland.
Not only are you saying you're not Irish, you're adding to that saying, well, why don't you piss off back to where you came from?
Well, look, he's the one that's calling out Irish people racist for pointing out fucking facts. He's the racist.
How's he the racist?
He's the one claiming to be more Irish than actual Irish people. What kind of nonsense is that? In the post, that's what he said. I'm more Irish than Irish people. No, he's not.
Well, I don't
know. Nonsense talk.
Well, in a lot of cases, it is the truth.
Did
you see that video that circulated about a year ago where your man, dog kicker, what's his name, Philip Dwyer, was...
What about him? He's an Irish man. What about him?
Yeah, well, Philip Dwyer, yeah, Patriot man, with the selfie stick, yeah.
What about him?
He was at a protest, and there was a councillor there, a fella running an election, who happened to be dark-skinned, and Philip Dwyer went up to him. This is a great video, and Philip Dwyer goes up to him and goes, you're not from Ireland, you're not from Ireland, and your man, who has black skin but is Irish, turns around and starts speaking Osgaelic to Philip Dwyer, and Philip Dwyer hasn't got a fucking clue.
He hadn't got a clue what he was saying. I went out with a girl, and she was in college in Galway, doing an Irish advanced degree. Chinese lad was in there speaking Irish. So fuck him up. Doesn't make him Irish. He's a Chinese man that was speaking Irish. That make him Irish?
No, I'm just saying irony of these patriots. Half of them can't even get the flag the right way around. They use the Ivory Coast. That's how stupid they are.
Because he's an Irish citizen. Everybody can have one.
He wasn't made a citizen until
if he doesn't like the place, why doesn't he leave?
That's not what he said. He didn't say he doesn't like the
country.
He didn't say I don't like the country.
Give him what he wants.
Listen to what he said. I represented Ireland in sport when I was younger. I played GAA, and I'm more Irish than most of your listeners. But
there's the fucking racist.
Hang on. But the racists still tell me that I'm not Irish just because I have a passport and citizenship.
So people that point out their opinion and facts. Look, why do we have the Anger Baby referendum going back a while ago? Why was that again? Remind me. Oh, that's right, because you couldn't just come to this country heavily pregnant, drop the baby and start claiming citizenship.
I agree, that was wrong. And we were right to say no wrong, because
that's not what happened here,
Jonathan. He fled the Hussein regime.
It's not a regime anymore, they're over there. Saddam's not in charge anymore.
So you think my barber should go back to...
That's what he said, yeah. Go back to Iraq if you're not happy.
But sure, he doesn't even know. He hasn't been in Baghdad since before the fall of Saddam Hussein.
So what? We had our own civil wars. People stayed in this country, fought and died for our right to exist, Jeremy. We're allowed to fucking exist. We didn't all flee. We didn't all run away. Some of us stayed through the hard times and wanted to contribute and make this country a better place. We don't all run away. So all these people that are running into this country and claiming everything from us. No, I'm fucking sick of it.
Did you have a problem with my best friend who left Ireland during the early 90s, during the dark days?
Was he forced to leave because he wanted to?
No, he wanted to leave for a better life because unemployment was about 25% of the time.
Because he couldn't afford it. So that's again, you see, that's they didn't want to leave. They didn't want to leave. They're forced out of the country because they can't fucking get anybody themselves.
Hang on, Jonathan. I know lots of people that moved to Australia because it's better weather. That nothing to do with Ireland. They just wanted to move to a different country.
I know a lot of people that didn't want to move but had to move anyway.
Well, you see, here's the thing about the Patriots. And your man, that other fella, what's his name? Bly. What's his first name?
Oh, Derek.
Derek, what about him?
He was quite happy to move to Canada, wasn't he? Quite happy to move to Canada.
And he went and walked and he brought money with him and he contributed and he got nothing for fucking nothing.
But he left.
And now he's back here and he's building and he's walking and he's getting nothing for fucking nothing.
Building hatred, yeah, that's a done.
He's building, hey, building walls to put people houses in, Jeremy. Thing that we do.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Look at you, no argument.
Okay,
Your buddy is the racist.
Okay, Jonathan, Adil, you're saying you're not Irish. You'll never be Irish.
Not Irish.
Is Leo Irish? Leo Racker.
No, oh, Leo, he's fourth generation Irish.
No, is he Irish? No, it's just a simple question. Yes or no,
he was
Irish.
Born in the country. He's fourth generation Irish. He was born in this country. His mother and father in this country.
No, it's not
this lad wasn't born in this country, Jeremy.
Okay.
Wasn't born here.
Is Leo...
Let's get it now.
Is
so you're not going to
he's
win
already answered Irish. Your question. No, he has answered your question.
Is Leo he's fourth generation Irish, but yeah. I wouldn't call him an Irish man. He had contempt for this country.
God.
Is Leo, he hates us.
Okay,
is okay
Leo,
we're getting here. I don't want to talk about Leo.
Is Leo Varadkar as Irish as you are, Jordan?
A bad Irish man.
Is Leo...
He's not like me. He's nothing like me.
No, I said, is Leo Varadkar as Irish as you are? Yes or no?
No. No.
You were both born in the
because
Coombe.
Because he's a European Irish man. And I'm a, no, I was born in the Rotunda.
Sorry,
and I'm an Irish man.
We're going around in ridiculous circles here.
Well, sorry, Leo was born in the Rotunda as well.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of that.
You were both born in the same hospital.
Our attitude to this country is very different.
Stay there for a minute. I'm sick going around in circles here. Our number is 085-825-2626. Bea, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
I am Brazilian, right? I'm not Irish. I'm married with an Irish man. And I live here for 5 years now. It's not so long like this guy. But look, he didn't born here, guys. Like, it doesn't matter how long you live in the country. He has a citizenship, yeah, right? He can live here. He can, you know, have his kids. And his kids will be Irish if they're born here and all. But he's not. Like, why he wants so badly to be Irish? Like, why you're not proud where you
Because he knows nothing else other than life in Ireland. He's here since he was a kid. He went to school here. He sounds as Irish as the rest of us. He wants to be considered Irish now because he knows no different.
Yeah, but I really don't agree with that. Like, I know Brazilian people who live here their whole life as well. They're born in Brazil. They live here, like, for 30 years as well. And they are Brazilian. They have the passport. They have the citizenship. But they are Brazilian. They're born there. And, like, that's not that he doesn't know, because Jeremy was saying there that he tells stories about Iran, right, that he's from. And so he knows the culture. He was brought in on the culture from his country, for sure. His parents didn't let the culture die. You know what I mean? Like, he has the right to live here in the country and to work here and to be treated with respect and all. But he's not Irish. He didn't born here. He born there.
And that means he can't even identify as Irish if he wants to. You're saying he's just not Irish, end of. So you, no matter how long you spend living in this country, you will never be Irish.
No, my kids would be Irish.
But it's slightly different. It's slightly different for you, if you don't mind saying so, because...
I came here when I was already like 20 years old.
So you literally lived your life. He has no
my life there.
He has no memories of being in Iraq. He's no memories. I've asked him before. Literally no memories. Vague memories. But he hears all the stories from his parents. So the only thing he knows is growing up in South County Dublin, going to school. The first proper school he went to was in Ireland, because he didn't go to proper school when he was in Iraq. So his whole life has been here. So he identifies as Irish. He feels as though he's Irish. So what? It's very different to you. You're only here a wet week, to be honest, by your own admission. So, you know, and in even talking, and I'm not saying you need to have an Irish accent to be Irish, but your accent, you can hear the Brazilian in your accent.
Yeah, for sure.
This fella...
No, I don't think you need to have an accent to be Irish. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know he has an accent and all, but the thing is, like, he didn't born here. Like, by law, like, he born there, you know what I mean? Like, he can live here. His culture could be here and all, but why you need to call yourself Irish? Like, I don't know, what is the whole point for that?
Because he's, like we said, he's here since he was a kid. He didn't come over like you as an adult. He's here since he was 8, went to school here. All his friends are here. He knows no different than life in Ireland. And he wants to be considered Irish.
I just, sorry, guys, I just disagree. I just think this thing is like, I identified myself. Like, that's bullshit. Because it's like the other guy who called early said, if you go to America and live there for 20 years, are you American? No, you're not. Like, by law, you're not. You know what I mean? Like, you don't identify it as a thing, you know? Like,
Jeremy, your mate that you mentioned who has lived in America as long as Adil has lived in Ireland, is he American now?
Slightly different again because he went as an adult. So he spent half his life here. You know, he spent 50% of his life in Ireland, 50% of his life in America. So he's pretty much 50-50. He's assimilated into American life in that he uses all the American terminology and stuff like that. But why does everybody want to celebrate Patrick's Day? I mean, will you be out celebrating Patrick's Day next year?
No.
But you won't? No. You won't celebrate?
I went once to see how it is. It is not for me. No. But I do keep my culture alive, my Brazilian culture alive. Like, I go to carnival and all.
I agree with you. And I have Brazilian friends, and they have a huge community here in Dublin. And you know, my Brazilian friends cook Brazilian food for me. They refuse to cook Irish food. But again, it's different because my Brazilian friends are only here in the last 10 years. So they came as adults.
Okay,
again,
but as far as you're concerned, Bea, the fact that this guy was not born in this country means he is not Irish and never will be.
Yeah, I think so. Like, I think the conversation is different when you get people saying that, let's say, a black person, because I do live near Chitala, there's lots of black community here, and people who born here now are black, and they say, I am Irish, they are Irish. That's a different conversation, you know what I mean? Then I agree they should be called Irish because they born here. But in this case, no.
All right, good to talk to you. Stay there for a moment. I want to bring in more opinions on this.
I wonder how many people consider Paul McGrath Irish. For having this conversation.
But no, I mean, you can keep trotting out these examples.
No, just trotting out examples to call it a hypocrisy. Is Paul McGrath Irish?
Well, I thought he was more English than Irish, but...
So you wouldn't consider Paul McGrath?
No.
Because I would imagine most of the people that have an issue with that would call Paul McGrath Irish, would they not?
Let me bring in more of your opinions.
In there is...
Hang on there. We'll start that one again.
Jeremy, what you're saying there is incorrect. How is he Irish? Just because you have an Irish passport and citizenship, it doesn't make you Irish. What makes you Irish is being born here to Irish parents.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Lola, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Lola.
Hey, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly. What did you want to say on this?
Yeah. Okay, oh my gosh. Do you know what? I actually had to turn this off for 1 second because I'm just flabbergasted. Of course he's Irish. Everyone in this world is born into Earth, okay? We don't have a choice where we're born into. What family? Maybe his family had to flee a war, and who would want to go back to Iraq in a dictatorship?
You know, I have to say I agree with you. It's not the sort of place I'd fancy even going on a holiday, let alone living in.
Being born here, living here for your young age.
He hasn't been back to Iraq since he left.
But if you blame him, I probably wouldn't be running back myself, in all fairness. it's a total different. There's no women's rights. Maybe his mother, maybe his father was a great dad and took the mother out to give the family a better chance.
Let's ask the question, and this is what most of our callers have said. The fact of the matter is that Adil was not born in this country. He was not born on the island of Ireland. Therefore, he's not Irish. It's as simple as that.
I disagree with that completely. Disagree. Absolutely. He's been in schools. And you know what? The most annoying thing that I found on this show today, that's why I actually had to turn it off for a while, was so what about all these people are saying, like, if you've got different colored skin, if you've different nationalities, and you have to go out in the outside world and you have to work with these people, are you going to be saying they're not this, that, and the other? When the Irish were struggling, a lot of them emigrated to, like, America and stuff like that, got American citizenship. And some of them are American now, and they're Irish as well, Jewel, whatever. You know, it doesn't really matter. Like, he was a child, and... So what?
You see, no. If you peel back the onion, here, lads, you will see that at the end of the day, this comes down to his skin color and the fact that he's not called by an Irish name, that he's not called Sean.
Does he have an Irish passport?
Oh yeah, he does. He's Irish in citizenship. But he is Irish. But if you look, a lot of us have friends that were born in England. we have several friends who were born in England, and we would never in a million years question if they're Irish or English. I mean, one of our friends, one of Ireland's top football supporters, supports Ireland in rugby football. He was literally born in England, and I think, and then, sure, you all consider Shane McGowan Irish, for fuck's sake. Shane McGowan, if you...
Exactly, that's a very good point.
If you are going to say that my barber is not Irish, then Shane McGowan, and this is going to butthurt all you snowflakes, Shane McGowan is as English as a pint of bitter. So there you go. How'd you like
it? There you go, well done, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Lola, stay there for one second, because...
Is Shane McGowan English?
Probably.
No, yeah. using the yardstick that Jonathan has been throwing.
I'm not the one having this argument here.
I'm asking you the question. Is Shane McGowan English or Irish?
He's of Irish parents, isn't
he? Is Daniel Day-Lewis English or Irish?
No, he nearly doesn't even consider himself Irish, to be honest.
Shane McGowan was English, if you're using the same set of rules.
Come here, our Katie wants to get involved in the conversation as well. Have a listen to the voice note she just sent.
Lads, what are you on about? Seriously, he's not Irish. He might be an Irish citizen, but he is not Irish. It's like putting Irish pride bread in a Brennan's bread pack and saying it's Brennan's bread. You might be in there, but you're not. That's not what you are. He's not Irish. He is an Irish citizen. Being Irish and being an Irish citizen are two very different things.
What would you say to that, Lola? Being Irish and being an Irish citizen are two different things.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I hate to hear these horrible statements. Brendan's bread, comparing someone to Brendan's bread. I bet you if you look at the manufacturing on Brendan's bread, take the packet I've won in my kitchen here and look at the manufacturers. I bet you it's not even manufactured in all of Ireland. I bet you the ingredients are taken from somewhere else. So that's not totally Irish. I have a Brendan's bread in front of me now, so look at the ingredients. And let's have a quick look here now.
No, Brendan's bread is actually baked in Ireland.
Yeah, walking sound, but where do they source? Who sources it? Kerry Group sources it. And they get all the ingredients by buyers from all over the world. See, how much clamp people into Pat
No, but no, her argument was if you put Pat the Baker bread in a Brendan's bread wrapper, you can't call it Brendan's bread because it isn't Brendan's bread.
Okay, here's an example. Tato, okay, I know a buyer who works for Tato to get the seasoning. They travel to India. It has to be taken from India, okay? And they have to go and they have to source it and they have to get the best price. So if you think all that Tato or all that King Chris and that seasoning comes from Ireland, you're wrong. So that's a very wrong statement to do.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, this guy who's here in Ireland since he was 8 is perfectly entitled to call himself Irish and to be viewed as Irish. Well,
100%.
Yeah, he's entitled as Shane McGowan was. And Shane McGowan, as I said, he was all our sweetheart. We all love Shane McGowan. He was one of our own. Shane McGowan, up until the age of, 4 or 5? No, I may be wrong. Lived and was born in the UK. So you can't pick and choose. As Trevor did earlier on at the start of the conversation, these people, they move the goalpost to suit their agenda. And at the end of the day, it comes down to skin colour. And
you know what I would love to see is an Irish person who has that attitude, having to move over to a country that's gone through that terror, having to live through it and then make their decision afterwards. Then they'll know all about it.
All right, stay there for a second because, Darren, you wanted to get in on this. Adil wants to be seen as Irish. He knows no different than living in Ireland all his life. What's wrong with him being seen as Irish?
Well, first of all, what is the obsession with wanting to be Irish? Seriously, like? And because, Jeremy,
because it's his life. It's all he knows.
Yeah, but what's his obsession with wanting to be labelled Irish? He was born in Iraq. He is Iraqi. He has dual citizenship. That's a fact. That's not being racist. That's just saying facts. And Jeremy said there, these people like to move the goalposts to suit their agenda. But number one, who is these people? And number two, what's the agenda? And number three, Jeremy, you just said there, he identifies as Irish. That is an absolute cop-out.
No, he feels...
You just hear yourself
there. Yeah, he feels
Irish. Yeah, you just said he identifies as Irish.
Mind you, he won't feel Irish by the end of this podcast with the comments that we're getting. In other words...
Well, like, it's not racism. It's just a fact.
That's it, racism.
Like, he's come over here and worked all his life.
Sorry, Lola, you're saying it is a racist attitude.
Absolutely. I think it's absolutely disgusting. That child is only 8 years old.
That's classic lefty behaviour, that. Yeah, it's so called a racist.
If you were 8 years old and you were living in a country, then why couldn't you understand that you're coming into a country? That guy has done everything in this country that he's been brought into this world into. You could have been taken away from your country. You could have been, pardon, I'm Irish. I was born in Ireland and I don't care. And you know what? I think it's this narrow-minded attitude and I can't stand it. Because when they you get you obviously don't work. You don't obviously work with other people that are of different nationalities.
You haven't a clue. You haven't a fucking clue, woman.
Well,
I work with about
20
different nationalities.
Brilliant.
How is it racism?
Do you give out to them and tell them to go home?
Did I say go home?
No. Yeah. He's entitled to nationality when he's been here for that long. Like you would be if you went to a different country.
If I went to Australia, yeah, and I worked, yeah, and I was there for 10 or 15 years. Irish.
Hang on. There's a difference, though, Darren. This fella we're talking about is here since he was a child, since he was an 8-year-old kid. He knows nothing about life in Iraq other than what his mom and dad might have told him.
If I moved country at 8,
Darren, one of the criticism that is often levelled at foreigners here in Ireland is that they don't integrate. In fact,
most of them don't.
But here's a fella who wants to integrate, who wants to be seen as Irish. He's saying to all of us, I am Irish.
He wouldn't even know what to do if he went back to Iraq. He wouldn't know how to be in Iraq.
How is that our problem?
I'm
sorry, Darren, you're missing the point I'm trying to make. One of the criticisms of foreigners is that they don't integrate well enough into this country. Here's a guy with a Dublin accent who wants to be seen as Irish and everybody's saying no to him.
Fair play to him. He's half Irish. Oh, can that woman shut up for a second, can she?
So you said he's half Irish. They're narrowing down your
news. I'd love to send you to Iraq
for a week on holiday. I'd love to send you there.
Oh, okay, yeah, good for you. But that has absolutely nothing to do with this conversation, me going on holiday to Iraq.
No, it really is. It really is. Because if you went through it yourself, I'm sure you'd understand.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, Darren, this guy may be half Irish, but that's it. He has no right to identify as Irish.
That's just a fact, Adrian. And all the lefties, like Lola and all there, just refuse to see that it's facts. If my parents moved me to Australia,
go away. You're really annoying me. Honestly.
Shut up.
No, I'm not going to shut up. I'm sorry. He was born in Iraq.
Can I speak?
I'll stop. Now you speak.
Okay, go on, Darren.
If my parents moved me to any country in the world, except for Ireland, when I was even 6 or 7, I'm sure my parents would still be beaten into me where I came from and where I was born and never let me forget it. This lad is just turning his back on his own country. He's half Irish, but at the same time, he is half Iraq.
Sorry, Darren, you're saying he's turning his back on his own country. He doesn't even know
country.
He doesn't know.
It doesn't matter. It's where he was born, Adrian.
I'm aware of that.
He has Iraqi parents.
I'm aware of all that, but he can't relate to that country at all. The only country he can really relate to is the one that he grew up in, and that's Ireland.
And why would he want to relate to a country like that if he had to
Oh my God,
do you stop?
Fair play to him for coming over here and working.
Yeah, and you're a family. Imagine the mother. No, I can't listen to you either. If you were in a country with terrorism, no rights, guns everywhere, and your family decided to escape, and a boy who's 8 years old comes into this country and knows no different because his family brought him here. Yes, he was born in Iraq. That's his roots. That's a given. But he's an Irish citizen now. End of.
Lola, hang on there for 1 second because I've been asked to play this WhatsApp voice note for you from David.
Hey lads, I have to say Darren is 100% bang on the money there. That other girl that's on the line there, she's just after shooting herself in the foot. She just said, I'm Irish, I was born in Ireland. That's the whole problem. If you're not Irish, if you're not born in Ireland, so why are people not seeing this?
Well, do you want to respond to that?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, because I haven't moved. But if I moved to Australia and I got a citizenship there, then yes, I would be an Australian citizen. If I moved to Canada, I'd be a Canadian citizen. I can choose. So can he.
And you believe...
If he wants to be Irish...
That's what I was about to say. You believe if he wants to be seen as Irish, he should be seen as Irish.
100%. But he knows where he's born. We all know where we're born. But that doesn't mean that you can have your dual citizenship. End up, if he wants to be Irish, of course, he's 8 years old. He's done his schooling here. He's done everything. He's participated in the Irish stuff. Why should he be denied that right?
All right, Lola, thanks very much indeed. And let me squeeze in one final voice note from Angela.
Hi, guys. Angela here. Listen, he's not Irish. I'm sorry, but he's not. And I'm not saying that because of where he comes from. I'm saying that because he wasn't born here. You know, he's an Irish citizen. Fair dues to him. He could have an Irish passport. That's great. It's nothing to do with where you come from. It's because he wasn't born here, and he should be proud of where he's born, no matter what's going on over there. My cousin, who's 68 now, she was born in Ireland and moved to the States when she was 2 with her parents. And she is Irish. Her brothers and sisters are all American because they were born in America. She's 68 and she still classes herself as Irish because she was born there. It's not being controversial. It's not being racist. It's just stating facts, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you, Angela. Thank you, all of you, for your calls, comments, messages and opinions on today's Opinions Matter.
You know, how long have I got to tell the story?
5 seconds.
Oh, then I can't tell the story. It was an interesting story, though.
Was it?
Yeah, I got an official complaint made against me on the radio, because I was working on the radio at the time when Shane McGowan died, because I said English man Shane McGowan has passed away. And what were you going for? Because I didn't know where he was born. I looked it up where he was born. It said England. So I said, Englishman, shame again. Free speech is dead.
Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.